Word salad, gaslighting, diversion, drama. I'm practicing some words so that they'll just flow out of my mouth. Word salad. These narcissists, they are master manipulators, right? Narcissistic flesh creatures, narcissistic Jezebel reptilian flesh creatures. That's what they are, and they're master deceivers. They gaslight. They use word salad. Word salad. Details. They talk about details all the time. They want so many details you can't remember every little detail. You know what's funny about some of these people is they know more about your life than you do. They remember more about what you've done than what you remember. Now ain't that a truth? That's some wild stuff right there. Narcissism, narcissist, gaslighters, future faking, love bombing, shapeshifters, the reason that the word salad, so you try to put them back in a corner. If you ever been married to one of these, you know what I'm talking about. If not, if you've never been married to one, praise God, you escaped it. But it's hard for you to believe these people exist. So you try to back them into a corner because you call them in a lie or something. And they wiggle out of it. By chance. So you're talking about one thing. And then all of a sudden, the subject changes to something else. And then they run. They run and hide. These people are real. Now, I used to not think they were real. They're real. And it's a demon. So what it is, it's a demon. See, if somebody's under law and they're in the flesh, they can't admit wrong. Now, there's some people who are in the flesh. They know they're evil and they're proud of it. But there's some people who are religious in the flesh. They can never admit wrong. And once you call them out on the wrong, or call them out on something that's contradictory or a lie or whatever, a demon takes over. Because see, they have this idea that they're perfect. They got this little self-image. And when you penetrate that fake reality, that false paradigm that they created in their mind, that they're perfect. And when you penetrate that, the demon has to kick in because they can't be convicted of sin because the demon's got it blocked, right? There's no conviction there. Let's say you were married to somebody and they went and threw a cat off the bridge or something. And you say, well, where's the cat at? Where's the cat at? Oh, I don't know. Well, somebody saw you in the car with the cat over here at the bridge, and then they know they're getting ready to get caught, so they're gonna use that word salad, shape-shifting, gaslighting. I wasn't there. That wasn't me. I was over here. They must have thought they saw me in a car like me or something. It wasn't me. And if you don't believe the gaslighting, the word salad, and then the pity party, poor pitiful me, and then shift, and then mirror it back onto you. That's the biggest one. How they're able to do that, I don't know. But, well, you're the one that was over there at the bridge, because you might say, well, there was a cat on the highway that got run over off of somebody. Looks like it was thrown off the bridge. Was it our cat? You were the one at the bridge. I saw you over there. I'm just going to an extreme. I'm using an extreme example to show you that they don't even need an extreme example. You don't even need an extreme. This is how they work. This is how they operate. This is how they survive and function in life. Everything's got to be perfect. They're perfectionists. Why are they perfectionists? Because they got to keep the outside looking good. They got to keep the outside looking perfect so that nobody's suspicious. Remember that guy that, what was it, the BK killer or something? He was working as an inspector or something in some big person in the community, right? The house was perfect. The job was perfect. The dressing, the way they dressed, perfect. The way they talk, everything was perfect. No one was suspicious on the outside, but you know, I bet you people on the inside were. They probably saw it. The red flags were there. They knew they were living with a psychopath, I'm sure about it. You can't be a psychopathic killer or a psychopathic person without other people around you knowing it. It's impossible. It's impossible. The word salad is a trip. The reason the word salad is such a trip is because you don't even expect it. You don't even know it. It's like you're talking about something, and then the word salad kicks in. I mean, it's like a normal conversation, and it's just like, you know how you would be talking about something and it just goes off in different directions. And it's just normal seeming, but it's not normal to them. They have an objective to divert the attention. But you think it's just a normal conversation. I need to watch some more videos on word salad. That one right there is I need to figure out the spirit behind that, because that one is a trip. When a narcissist knows that you know what they are, when you start to see through them, they have to either kill you, they have to bolt, they have to leave, they have to bolt. Or they have to get their flying monkeys to attack you. They have to gaslight. When you see through them and you see what they are, and they know it, the flying monkeys kick in. They have to use all their arsenal, all their tools to shut you down. To either get rid of you, or they leave, or to shut you down, or to get the flying monkeys. It is a trip. And so the best thing to do is, when you see through them, don't let them know you see through them. If you see an enemy in your own house, right? And you tell, and you let the enemy know that in your own house, this could be in a church, it could be in a home, a business, whatever, your business, whatever. If you see an enemy in your own house, right, and you know that's an enemy, why would you tell the enemy that you know that they're not real, they're just an enemy? Why would you tell them that? You see what happened with Jesus. Judas was with him for, what, 2 or 3 years, whatever it was, and Judas, he says, whatever you're going to do, go do quickly. And everybody else misunderstood what he was talking about. But Judas was an enemy within the whole time. And so if you got an enemy within, you don't tell them that you know they're an enemy till it's like to the last minute. You know, you're either getting ready to head out or they are. These people are real. And the only thing you can figure is they're a demon. And it's a spirit of greed. A lot of times it's the spirit of greed. It's the spirit of pride. spirit of the God complex, where they're never wrong. They think they're gods. There's some people online that say they're gods, and they really think they're never wrong. That's sad right there. That's when somebody can't learn from other people, and you know, the iron sharpens iron. When you get to the point where you think you've arrived and you're perfect, that's strong delusions right there. God will send them strong delusions. If you're not always analyzing your doctrine, your belief systems, you know, there comes a point where you know eternal security is true. There comes a point where you know it's faith alone. There comes a point when you know that the color red represents the blood. There comes a point when you just know that you know, but you're always learning something new, you know. You should always be growing. And if you went down the wrong path, you should be willing to admit, hey, I went down the wrong path, and get it right. That's the truth. From the truth, run from God, run from conviction, run from the Holy Spirit, run from the obvious that's hidden right in plain view. It's a sacrificial redemptive system, and trying to run from that is stupid. And at the root of it, the narcissist doesn't want to sacrifice, but they want you to. That's the root.